once we have shifted our frame of reference from the paradigm of an ego in a world run by evil forces and determined by beings who want to depopulate the planet and who want to create poverty and misery and increase the wars and the devastation for their private profit or whatever their particular conspiracy is, according to whatever theory you may hold, that none of that is the ultimate reality of what is going on. Even if there are grains of truth, or more than just grains, within that level of egoic understanding of the nature of current events, that's not the actual significance of what is occurring. But only those who recognize the true significance will be able to get the benefit of what the blessing is that this time offers us. And so if you keep your mind focused on how bad it is or who's trying to get you or what's going on of the nefarious nature, if you're focused on that rather than on the more secret and more internal transformation that is now possible and facilitated by the very field of the paradoxical union of the opposites of light and dark, that is bringing us to a capacity to unite the wisdom of these two polarities into a single whole and transcend both polarities into the absolute real that is beyond all of the relative and apparent events and energies that are in movement in this plane that is reaching its own exhaustion, its own ending as a result of an inner force that desires to return to the source of our being, that is not in this world, that is in the transcendent light. And it's because of that drive at a collective level among all the human souls, in fact, all of nature, all of the energies of the world that have reached their most tamasic level, their most exhausted, inertial, and non-creative levels of a consciousness that has become concretized, rigidified, and stuck in patterns of thinking that are self-defeating and self-debilitating. The awakening from that and the recognition that all of this is perfect and had to happen in order for us to transcend that apparent decline and fall of the human spirit and recognize that indeed this is the moment of the paradoxical union of the fall into the deepest darkness and the arrival of the brightest, most beautiful light of God's presence. So damnation and salvation are both present, and each of us has the opportunity to choose which is our destiny. And it's because of this extreme polarization of forces that this moment is actually the most auspicious of all, because one can choose the absolute graduation from this wisdom school that the world is by passing this final examination now and understanding that it is that attainment of fearlessness, of the serenity of sahaja samadhi, of the complete egoless presence in a state of divine love and generosity, and of the giving of that light to all who wish to receive it, and the leaving behind of all of the phenomenal plane enmeshments, attachments, and desires that have led us to this fate of a world that chose the freedom for the ego, which itself is enslavement of the soul and loss of connection to the spirit, and instead are now able to choose freedom from the ego for the soul to attain the union with the absolute non-duality of pure spirit. So it requires a transvaluation of values. It requires a return to a recognition of the presence of God after the death of God and the ridicule of religion and all of the teachings of the various sacred traditions of the perennial philosophy, etc., in the modernity and the replacement of the traditional religions with the religion of scientism. And if you will wake up from the false trust in science that has imposed many of the dark forces upon us, and return to the science of wisdom that connects with the source of infinite intelligence, we will awaken to the understanding of all that is happening here. We will see that it's not a result of stupidity, that it is indeed something happening that's being engineered, that is being planned, that is being brought about through forces that are at their own level manifestations more of Mephistopheles than of Shiva or of Allah, but nonetheless that even Lucifer serves God, even the dark forces serve the light. There is non-duality, even in that moment in which we feel that we have been abandoned or we have abandoned God and been left to the dark forces. No, even those are simply vehicles to bring us home. They are not antagonistic to that supreme governor of reality. And if we are in touch with and serving that force of absolute goodness, then there will be a conversion even of those forces that seem to be negative and oppressive into vehicles of liberation. But our third eye must open to be able to see that deeply, and to be unafraid of death of the body, to be unafraid of loss of physical properties, monies, and all of the things taken for granted during the period of capitalism, and to recognize that as that falls, a new world order indeed is coming about, but not the one that too many people are afraid of, but a divine order. But the divine order will not happen until we have become divinized and eliminated any trace of our own projection of that darker reality by eliminating our own seeds of greed, of envy, of attachment, of superiority and inferiority, and of all of the traces of dualistic thought in which we have become alienated from one another, from nature, from the divine light, from the absolute self.